Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura. I'm so tired.
Oh, you need to relax, Laura.
Oh, I know. How can I
No.
do that? I know getting a good night's sleep is very important. What else can I do to relax?
Well, everybody relaxes in different ways. I like to walk home from work to relax. It gives
That's
me a little,
relaxing.
yeah, it gives me a little bit of exercise. I don't run, I just walk. And it also gives me time to just think about my day and just sort of calm down before I get home and start doing other things.
I don't, my mind doesn't sound very healthy. I like to watch Korean dramas, right? But then, yeah, I should exercise a little bit more.
Yeah, well, there are lots of different ways to relax, as we know, and it's different for everybody, but here's something that everyone might enjoy. Let's find out what it is.
Have fun making mermaid bath bombs.
Ariel and Madison are at home.
Let's make mermaid bath bombs.
Yes. First, I'll put baking soda, citric acid, and cornstarch in a large bowl.
I'll mix them with a whisk.
I'll mix coconut oil, essential oil, and soap dye in another bowl.
Next, slowly put a teaspoon of the oil mix in the large bowl and mix it in.
We repeat this with the rest of the oil mix.
Then I'll fill this half of the mold with the mix.
I'll fill the other half.
Now we put them together and let the bath bomb dry for 8 hours.
The next day,
it's so pretty! I want to throw it in the bath.
Yeah.
Large, large. I ate a large breakfast, so I'm not hungry for lunch yet. I ate a large breakfast, so I'm not hungry for lunch yet. Slowly, slowly. Nancy helped her grandmother walk slowly up the stairs. Nancy helped her grandmother walk slowly up the stairs. Repeat. Repeat. Your hands might recover faster if you repeat this exercise 3 times a day. Your hands might recover faster if you repeat this exercise 3 times a day. Throw. Throw, throw, through, thrown. Tom threw his keys on the table when he got home. Tom threw his keys on the table when he got home.
Okay, let's start today's article by finding out who is going to be talking in it. So it says in our scenario here, Ariel and Madison are at home. And Ariel starts her conversation by saying, "Let's make mermaid bath bombs." Now, 3 words in there, we might not know what they are right off.
Right.
So let's find out what mermaid bath bombs are. What are they talking about?
Well, I'm not really sure. 到底这个 mermaid bath bombs 是什么呢? Mermaid 是美人鱼, bath bomb 是泡澡球, 但是合起来听起来不太清楚。不过呢，一开始肯定的是 Ariel, 他就是跟他的好朋友 Madison 说, 诶，他要一起做这个 mermaid bath bombs. So let's find out.
Okay, one thing we should say about mermaid,
right?
We're not saying that it's an actual mermaid.
No.
We're just kind of saying that it's like the colors that we're using or what we think of when we think of mermaids. All right, well, let's find out what Madison says. She says, yes, first I'll put baking soda, citric acid, and cornstarch in a large bowl. Now, again, Laura, we've got some really difficult words in that sentence.
Okay, but if you like cooking, you might know some of
these.
Okay, 所以首先呢，哎，我们来看一下 Madison， 他说他先把Baking soda 就是小苏打、mm-hmm. 还有 citric acid 就是柠檬酸、mm-hmm. 以及 cornstarch 就是玉米粉放在一个很大的碗当中、mm-hmm. And we see the word large.
That's right. Well, I know that I have all of those things in、right? my house, so maybe I can make、mm-hmm. some of these bath bombs in my large bowl. So we saw the adjective large here. It's spelled L-A-R-G-E, large. Let's find out what it means.All right, we are talking about the adjective large in this sentence. We used it to describe a bowl. Now, we use the word large in the same way we use big. So, large means big in size, amount, or number. Here's an example sentence. I ate a large breakfast, so I'm not hungry for lunch yet. I ate a large breakfast,So I'm not hungry for lunch yet.
Lucky you, I'm very hungry.、Mm. Haven't had anything to eat yet. Okay, large 就是大的 okay? 它是一个形容词。那相反的当然是 small, 就是小的。像是刚刚的例句提到就是我吃了一份大份的早餐 a large breakfast, 所以我还不想吃午餐哦。那除了早餐啦或是刚刚提到的这个碗啦还有什么可以用 large 形容像是 a large room, 哇一个很大的房间 or a large glass of water, 一大杯水 or sometimes we could talk about sizes,、mm-hmm. these t-shirts are available in 3 sizes, okay, 通常呢这个 t-shirt, 它们都有三个尺寸 small, 就是小的 medium, 中的还有 large, 就是大尺寸
That's right. Okay, so Madison has put all of these ingredients, this baking soda, the citric acid, and the cornstarch in a large bowl. And here Ariel says, I'll mix them with a whisk.
Oh, 然后他就说让我们把它们用搅拌棒混合。其中的 mix, okay, 在这里是当作动词来用就是混合的意思。像是呢 you can make,Purple、mm-hmm. by mixing the colors red and blue.
That's right.
Okay, 所以我们应该都知道色彩学，就是说，如果要做紫色的东西，我们就把红色跟蓝色融在一起，加起来像那个水彩，就会看到紫色啦。And we also saw the word with. With 可以用在表示用什么 ，okay， 或是它有很多其他的意思，那本课就是以用的意思。For example, she opened the door with her key. 她是用钥匙打开她的家，那个门。
Okay, so we're mixing,、yeah. mixing. But what are we mixing with? It's not a fork, it's not a spoon, it's not a knife, it's a whisk.
搅拌棒 Oh, thank God I said this right. Whisk.
All right, so、
Difficult.
You probably all know what that looks like. It's the one that's got a lot、yeah. of the long things that are curled up like that. We can move on, though. Here, Madison says, I'll mix coconut oil, essential oil, and soap dye in another bowl.、Oh. So we're going to get a different bowl here and put all of these things in the other bowl.
OK, 接下来呢我们就看到他说那我来把这个椰子油 coconut oil,、mm-hmm. 还有 essential oil 是什么呢是精油还有这个 soap dye, 就是、肥皂皂用的染料、mm-hmm. 放到另外一个碗里面哦。
Now the reason we put it in the other bowl is because when you're cooking or you're making something, you always mix the dry things、uh-huh. first,and the wet things in another bowl, and then you can mix them together after. All right, Ariel says, next, slowly put a teaspoon of the oil mix in the large bowl and mix it in.
Okay,、mm-hmm. I'm not very good at cooking, so I don't know if I can do this
you
right.
You can do this.
Okay, 接下来呢，慢慢的将一茶匙的 teaspoon 的油料混合物 拌进去刚刚的大碗里面，有没有？这里我们有看到然后各种说法 then 或者是我们常会用 afterwards 后来怎么样怎么样，甚至于还有 after that 在那之后，还有 furthermore in addition 都是有此外还有什么这样的意思哦。
Okay, so we're taking a teaspoon of the wet mix, the oils, and we're slowly putting it into the large bowl with the dry mix. Now, the reason we say slowly here is because we want to describe how to do this action. Now, slowly is an adverb. It's spelled S-L-O-W-L-Y, slowly. Let's find out what we're talking about. Slowly is an adverb, so we use this word to talk about actions.Now, here in the article, we use the word slowly to describe actions that are moving very slow. For example, I move slowly in the mornings because I don't want to get out of bed. I don't just jump out of bed quickly. I slowly get up. Here's another example. Nancy helped her grandmother walk slowly up the stairs.Nancy helped her grandmother walk slowly up the stairs.
我们来看一下这个副词 slowly, 就是缓慢的。但相反的很快的就是 quickly, right? OK, 刚刚的例句提到就是 Nancy 帮助她的奶奶缓慢的走上楼。Now you can do a lot of things slowly,、mm-hmm. like walk slowly、mm-hmm. or drive slowly.、Mm-hmm. Now I try to talk more slowly,
That's right,
if you noticed.
Speak slowly.
I know.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're slowly adding the oil mix to the large bowl. We've seen this word before, just used as a verb. Mix can also be used as a noun, though.
That's right.、Mm-hmm. 我们刚刚用到的 mix 是当作动词来用，就是混在一起，就是混合。不过呢，现在我们看到这个 mix 就是把这个加到这里面。这里的 mix 是当作名词，表示混合物。
Okay, so...They are starting to mix one teaspoon into this bowl, right? Madison says then, we repeat this with the rest of the oil mix. Okay, so we see the word repeat here, and that will help tell us what Madison is doing. Repeat is a verb. It's spelled R-E-P-E-A-T, repeat. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the verb repeat.Repeat means to do something again. This can be something you say. For instance, I will read the example sentence for repeat, and then I will say that example sentence again. You could say that I am repeating the sentence. It isn't just for things you say, though. It can be for any action that you do. If you repeat that action, you are doing it again. Here's an example sentence.Your hands might recover faster if you repeat this exercise 3 times a day. Your hands might recover faster if you repeat this exercise 3 times a day.
Okay, 接着 Madison 就说将剩下的油料混合物重复做一样的事情。Repeat 在这里呢就是重复，它是个动词。像是呢我们刚刚看到例句，如果你一天重复这个运动3次，你的手就会比较快痊愈，就是 recover。 常常呢我们也会说一句话，就是说不要重蹈覆辙过去的错误，就是 We must not repeat the mistakes of the past。 那 we also saw the phrase the rest of something, 就是剩下来其余的什么什么。像是呢We finished the rest of the cake. Okay, 就是我们把剩下的蛋糕都吃完喽。Okay, let's find out more about this bath bomb.
Okay, so they're putting all of the teaspoons、
right?
in. They're mixing it all up. Here, Ariel says, then I'll fill this half of the mold with the mix. So we're introducing another thing here. We're introducing the mold.
没错。接着 Ariel 就说，那我接着把拌好的混合物装满。这一半的 mold, OK, 就是模型球，像个球状的模型。
OK, so this mold is actually going to give the bath bomb its shape. It's going、
right.
to make it round like a ball. All right, Madison continues in the article, and she says, I'll fill the other half. So Ariel has one half, Madison has the other half later. I bet they'll put it together.
Okay, so Madison 这时候就说，那我来将另外一半装满哦。
Okay, and like I said, here Ariel says, now we put them, those are the two halves, together and let the bath bomb dry for 8 hours. That's a long time to wait.
Okay, 所以 Ariel 就说现在呢将这两半合在一起并且让这个泡澡球干燥就是放到干8个小时好久哦 That's almost like during sleep time.
Right? Yeah, you should do it at night. Go to sleep, wake up in the morning. It's finished. All right, well, we are moving on to the next day. Okay, so they've waited for their bath bomb to dry. It says here, the next day, Madison says, it's so pretty.
Wow, 隔天想必这个已经都做好了已经完成品了。Madison 干了很开心说这好美哦。
And we know it's pretty because of all of the soap dyes, maybe purples and pinks, maybe some greens in there that make it some nice colors.Here, Ariel says, I want to throw it in the bath. Now, what does she want to do? We use the verb throw here. It's spelled T-H-R-O-W, throw. Let's find out what it means. We are talking about the verb throw here. Here, throw means that you are putting something down or into something else quickly and carelessly. So you're not throwing the bath bomb like a ball. That wouldn't make sense because no one is going to catch it here. Now, when we use the verb throw here, we're just saying that you're putting it into the bath by dropping it out of your hand in a quick way. Here's an example sentence.Tom threw his keys on the table when he got home. Tom threw his keys on the table when he got home.
Wow, Tom 一回家就把他钥匙丢在桌上。That's like me too.
And me.
I know, I'm really lazy. Okay, Ariel, okay, 我们看回刚刚的课文的句子就说我要把它丢进这个浴缸里。他已经迫不及待了因为他觉得这个 bath bomb 太可爱了。Throw 就是有丢啦或者是扔的意思像是呢 She threw her coat on the bed That's also a bad habit Which is what I do too 有时候会把衣服啦大衣啊或可能会丢在床上 Or this is a good one Don't throw your trash on the ground Throw it in the trash can
That's right
不要随手乱丢纸垃圾
All right. Well, I hope that you know how to make a bath bomb now. I hope you guys know how to make a bath bomb now. We're almost finished. We'll be back for review time in a minute. But first, let's go to our magic box.
Magic box. 找亮点。
大家都知道 with 的意思。不过啊我们也都知道这种小小短短的介系词有很多的用法一般最常见的就是跟的意思比方 I went to the concert with my best friend 跟我最好的朋友一起去演唱会那我们也可以用 with 来表示用什么工具来做事情像是 cut the vegetables with a knife 用刀子来切菜 with 呢也可以拿来形容特征外表表示比方某件事情或是人事物的特质等等的来形容人我们来试试看哦 There is a tall man with a beard looking for you 我们这里用 with 呢来形容这个人不仅高大呢还留有胡子那这个人在找你另外呢我们形容一般事物的时候呢也可以用 with 来说明一些特色像是 I want a house with a big yard in the future 一栋有大院子的房子另外有些动词呢也会搭配 with 有填满覆盖的意思比方 fill A with B 表示用 B 填满 A 我们可以来看个例句啊 I filled the bucket with water 我把这个水桶填满水另外呢我们也可以说 cover yourself with wet blankets in a fire 在火灾中呢要用这个湿毛毯覆盖自己全身今天我们一次统整了所有这个 with 常见的用法 Let's take a small quiz to see if you get them all right 我们来看看这个例句说 Annie 用了这笔赢来的钱买了一台车你可以用 with 来造这一句吗
The answer is Annie bought a car with the money she won. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to Review Time. We are going to play charades today.
Okay.
Okay, so one of us will act something out, one of our word power words. The other person will have to guess it. Okay. But the person acting, if it's me or you, we can't talk.
Why not?
That's the game.
That's so hard.
Okay. Okay, do you want to know our words?
Okay, what are our words again?
Large. Slowly. Repeat. And throw.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, 还有比较有个大一点的跟小一点的 large.
Get it.
Smart. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do one?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do one.
Dancing. She's dancing. She's doing the same move over and over and over again. Is she repeating her move? She is.
I got dizzy from that. Okay, what else? Okay. That looks like repeat as well. But in a very slow motion. So it's slowly.
You get it.
Okay, and of course, there's also this one. Oh, okay. How about...
I know Laura likes to throw her coat on her bed.
That's right.
All right, so that word is throw. All right, now you guys can play this game too. Pick out some of those words in your article and play charades with your classmates and friends. We have to say goodbye though. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Have fun making mermaid bath bombs.
Ariel and Madison are at home.
Let's make mermaid bath bombs.
Yes. First, I'll put baking soda, citric acid, and cornstarch in a large bowl.
I'll mix them with a whisk.
I'll mix coconut oil, essential oil, and soap dye in another bowl.
Next, slowly put a teaspoon of the oil mix in the large bowl and mix it in.
We repeat this with the rest of the oil mix.
Then I'll fill this half of the mold with the mix.
I'll fill the other half.
Now we put them together and let the bath bomb dry for 8 hours.
The next day,
it's so pretty.
I want to throw it in the bath.
Large, large. I ate a large breakfast, so I'm not hungry for lunch yet. I ate a large breakfast, so I'm not hungry for lunch yet. Slowly, slowly. Nancy helped her grandmother walk slowly up the stairs. Nancy helped her grandmother walk slowly up the stairs. Repeat. Repeat. Your hands might recover faster if you repeat this exercise 3 times a day. Your hands might recover faster if you repeat this exercise 3 times a day. Throw. Throw, throw, through, thrown. Tom threw his keys on the table when he got home. Tom threw his keys on the table when he got home.